And as the program editor of Global Horizons at the NATO Association of Canada, I've benefited immensely. And at the same time, I have to say that the members themselves of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce are highly accomplished individuals, successful lawyers, successful businessmen, successful in many different industries. So if you're in a certain industry and you want to network, you want to learn more about, let's say, the law or about business or about economy, then you will be able to learn more about these different sectors and these different industries as a result of talking to the other members. And you, as the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, you have an immense amount of contacts along with the other members who are part of the board. So I certainly encourage everyone to look at the work that's being done at the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto. Take the opportunity to come out to a meeting, see how beneficial it is. And I have to say that we have meetings regularly, and every time I attend your meetings, I learn something more about Poland, about the economy, about business, about the relationship between Poland and Canada, relationship between Poland and various other countries in Central and Eastern Europe. So not only will you be provided with an opportunity to obtain more knowledge about current affairs pertaining to international relations and global issues, but you'll have someone sitting on your right side who's made a significant impact in the community. And then you'll turn to your left side, and there's another member who's also made an impact. So just brushing shoulders with people who are influential not only helps you, but it can take you to the next level. And of course, various associations and organizations that are out there might think that, sure, we're an organization, we're an association, we don't need anyone else. But that's not how it works, because you always need someone to help you. And the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto is very powerful. And I've experienced it firsthand as a result of becoming a member.
I think we are very lucky, because right now we have this sort of mixture of people who are extremely accomplished in their fields, basically leaders of the industries. I don't hesitate to say that. So we have members like that. But also we have a group of activists, people who actually volunteer their time. And actually we have a group of very young people, but very conscientious and very professional, who help us delivering the day-to-day operation of the chamber. And I want to mention one thing. You know, people think that once they join chamber, they would have to attend every meeting. No, majority of the meetings that we have are administrative meetings. So it's only for people who are interested in what we're planning and how we're doing things, and those who are actually seeking to get actively involved in volunteering for the chamber should attend those. For the members, just the membership would allow them to pick and choose which networking event they can attend. They can attend once a year, they can attend twice a year. Our membership fees are not that outrageous, so it's actually affordable to everybody. And it is not something that you have to have a value by attending meetings every week. It is something that is like a tool in your toolbox, basically. That it's one of the things that everybody, I think, should do and be able to interact with others to gain the recognition for yourself, but also ability to meet other people and develop your business. So I think that has to be stressed, that the membership doesn't really require attending every meeting or actually any meetings. It's up to a member how they want to use this tool. And I think that even if they just attend twice a year or three times a year, those biggest events that we have, they will benefit from it. There's no question about it.
Certainly. And in terms of the fee, I have to say that you get, as you mentioned, you get so much out of being a member, that you not only get to network, but you're around people who are successful. You get to attend all of these events. And not many chambers provide as much as the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce. I can say firsthand, because with the work that I do, I oftentimes have an opportunity to meet a lot of the different chambers in the Toronto area and a lot of different business councils. And the fees are oftentimes significantly high. But the fee that I paid to become a member of the Canada Poland Chamber of Commerce has immensely benefited me. And I have to say that I thank you for setting the fees to what they are, because they're extremely affordable. There's no reason for anyone not to be able to go online, become a member, pay the fee, which is very small. And in terms of the value that you get out of becoming a member, you benefit 10 times more.
Absolutely. This is the reason that we sort of keep our fees reasonable, because we're not at the stage of some large Canadian Chamber of Commerce where they provide services. So obviously then you have to maintain the office, the workforce, to actually be able to deliver those services. We are a networking organization, so there's no need for high fees at this stage. And maybe at some point we'll become that, and if our membership increases sufficiently to justify that. But for now, those fees are sufficient for our operation. And I think that it's not about really, because we're not in this to make money. This is a volunteer organization. We're here to actually accomplish something. And you can accomplish a lot with volunteers, and especially now, as I said, we have this group of young people who commit their time and their knowledge and their initiative, and that we benefit from it all greatly. And I encourage, as you said, I encourage people to go to our website, canada-poland.com, and we have updates regularly. We also have our Facebook page, Twitter account, and we have a communication committee that provides information on a daily basis, updates, and so we could be a source of information even.
Definitely. And I want to say that Sofia Śniegowska has been a huge asset to the work done at the Canada Poland Chamber of Commerce. As a young professional, I became a member of the chamber, and I highly respect and look up to the work that Sofia does, because she is the chair of the communications committee at the Canada Poland Chamber of Commerce. And not only is she involved in the work that's done at the chamber, Sofia has made many contributions at the NATO Association of Canada. Point that I wanted to make is that going to these meetings every month, I see a variety of different people. The youth are involved. There's a good group. There's a solid group.
Yep.
So I encourage young professionals, the youth that are out there listening to this interview, to definitely consider becoming a member. Come out again. Join one of our meetings. See what it's like.
I think that especially for young people, as you mentioned, especially young professional people, I think that the Chamber of Commerce or similar organizations offer to young people, especially when it's based on volunteers, offers actually this outlet, because at the beginning of careers usually are tougher. Young people coming to the established organizations have to sort of wait their turn, sort of, so to speak, to actually demonstrate their initiative and to see their ideas realized in a business setting, because usually it takes time to develop this kind of acumen. But in organizations like ours, virtually everybody can come and to show their initiatives, because we would not only allow, but we actually would encourage to do so, because it's beneficial to organization, but it's beneficial to every person, young person that decides to take this. But it has to be taken seriously. You know what? I think that the biggest question when people say, what am I going to get out of membership? And I said, as much as you put in. And again, it doesn't have to be a day-to-day operation or anything like that. But if you go to a networking event, you have to go and meet 10 people at least. That's what I mean, how much you put in. Because if you just go there and stay in the corner and talk to somebody that you know already, that's a waste of time.
It's true.
To be honest.
It's true. And it's not only a waste of your time, but it's a waste of everyone else's time, because when people attend networking events, they're there for a reason.
Yes, exactly.
They're there to meet people. You're there to network.
Yeah. We create a great atmosphere. I think that those events that we have in Polish Consulate, thanks to support of the Trade Commissioner and Consul General, are extremely well attended. It's not just boring speeches and stuff. It's actually a fun event to attend. And again, huge. You know, the last event we had in June, In Polish consulate, we have almost 300 people attending, which was, you know, the largest in our history. And those are business people. So it's not that there were no accidental people there. So you know, if you have 300 people, you have to meet 10 people at least, and exchange business cards with them, and you know, and that would benefit in the long run.
In addition, I wanted to mention that in 2015, two members of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, Marzena and her husband, were recognized during the Excellence Awards Gala. They received an award for their involvement with the Truck and Roll magazine. This magazine is a Canadian magazine, Canadian publication for over 10,000 company truck drivers, owner operators, and other professionals of Polish descent working in the trucking industry in Ontario. Please tell us more about the significance and the impact of the work done by the Truck and Roll magazine, along with the impact of the work done by the members who received recognition at the 2015 Excellence Awards Gala.
Well, I cannot speak too much to the effect that Truck and Roll has on the community, trucking community. I assume is excellent because this publication has been in existence for such a long time. So there's no question that they not only they meet their end, but also they provide great information and they actually a great source to truckers and professionals from trucking industries. This is why we recognize them, because there is no doubt that if the publication survives for such a long time, it means that they meet the demand. Mm-hmm. And that's very difficult in today's world when so much information goes through the internet. So it is very competitive. So there's no question that their impact and their has to be significant on this on the community. But from our perspective, yes, what we were recognizing is the excellence in their work. And yes, obviously we know that there's a significant group of Polish people of Polish descent in the trucking industry. But as I said, we are a Canadian organization, and that's what I'm going to concentrate on. And again, what I mentioned before, I think that's important for people to understand, mm-hmm. that if you have concerns and that are particular to your group, we could be a great vehicle to advocate for your concerns. And so that's why we invite all the truckers and then professionals from trucking industry to join us. And even if for nothing else, just for a networking opportunity.
Yes.
They're quite unique. And we reach out not only to European countries, not only European nations they have their own organization in Canada, but also to others. For example, Indian Chamber of Commerce and others. We have meetings, we invite people. So there's great opportunity to participate in our organization and then benefit through that.
And the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, as you mentioned, is open to all members, and the diversity multiculturalism is rich. Everyone that is in attendance, everyone who's a member, not only benefits, but you are exposed to many different opportunities out there. So the chamber itself does have affiliation and various contacts with other chambers. So the amount of diversity and multiculturalism is very rich.
Yeah, and I would like to mention one thing about this multiculturalism that some people criticize sometimes. And I think because they don't quite understand what it is. Multiculturalism in Canada is not encouragement to separate each other from each other and just celebrate their own culture. It's actually an empowerment to share your culture with others. And I think that if anybody who came as an immigrant to Canada will sit down and think about it for a second, they would have to recognize that in Canada we all are feeling much quicker at home than anywhere else because of that, of the multiculturalism, because we don't have to forget where we came from. And at the same time, we can talk to people from different cultures and do business with them with no problem, because there is no suppression of your traditions or your own culture or your language. People here are proud to say that they are of some other culture, but that doesn't mean they are not good Canadians.
This is true.
I think that's what people sort of... there are different standards. We know that there are problems in Europe, for example, but I think they are mostly associated with the fact that European communities, especially the old Europe, is very class-oriented societies. And for immigrants, it's extremely difficult to advance within the society, because even if they have a financial success, they have a really there are barriers to join the upper echelons of the society based on the culture and tradition, which has nothing to do with financial success. In Canada, we don't have that. We don't also have this melting pot ideas that have in America, that people are sort of obliged to become Americanized and sort of forget. So as much as they have a success, they sort of there's a pressure for them to be American first. In Canada, we have this duality of cultural influences, but that gives us an enormous comfort.